This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations out in Maui are over. Trade ministers from the 12 countries involved in the TPP have gone home pretty much empty-handed. Negotiators got 98% of the way there, one participant said, but 98% don't make 100, as we all know. Those talks have stretched on for 5 long years now, and that whole while, one of the major criticisms has been a lack of transparency about the way things have been kept behind closed doors. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson was out in Maui not too long ago. She brought back this glimpse into the process.
There are the people inside the negotiating rooms and the people outside. People in the know and people who'd like to know what's going on behind those closed doors.
I've adopted the Starbucks strategy.
James Love is a consumer advocate on intellectual property issues. While negotiators work in secured conference rooms at a Maui resort, home base for Love and most everyone else is the long, snaking, open-air lobby with a waterfall in the middle and parrots in cages around the edges. Early in the week, Love targets countries' delegates when they line up for much-needed caffeine. He spots them by the ID badges they wear.
It's a little bit like the guy that hits on every woman in the bar. A lot of people don't like to do it because you feel like you're being a bit of a jerk or it's a little annoying, but I'm willing to do that.
There are also a lot of calls back to Washington, D.C., lots of pounding away at laptops on patio tables with thatch umbrellas. Every spare plug is taken. The TPP has been billed as a blueprint for future trade agreements. So because of the late nature of these talks and the potential size and scope of the deal, people are desperate to know what's being decided so they can try to influence it. One afternoon, protesters line the beach and blow conch shells to try and get their concerns heard.
You try to talk to people, you try to talk to Japanese media because they always have the best information. Like the Japanese media receive really good briefings from their delegation.
By the end of the week, Borju Kilic isn't sleeping. She's an attorney with Public Citizen and worried about how the TPP might affect access to medicines in poor countries. She estimates she's been to maybe a couple dozen rounds of negotiations.
We are now emotionally attached. If TPP ends, I will probably have a separation anxiety or something like that.
There are some groups who have better access to official information. Noel Campbell is chairman of the Australian Dairy Industry Council. Opening dairy markets in Japan and China has been a big issue in these negotiations, one of the toughest.
And we have daily briefings with all the advisors and also the negotiators.
But the rest of the day, he also waits in the lobby, working contacts from other countries and other commodity groups for intel.
You've got to take a bit of that tongue-in-cheek because you don't know whether what you're being fed is accurate or not. It is such a game, the whole thing, because one player needs to move to allow another player to move on particular issues.
On the final day of negotiations, the lobby is abuzz with speculation about whether or not the countries will announce a deal. Negotiators stay sealed in their conference rooms into the afternoon. Waiting in the lobby, a few people fall asleep in their chairs. One woman snores softly. And then, finally, word comes. No deal yet. And more work ahead. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.